Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People over at Ranker.com. They've got a voting going on right now for their favorite one named singer of all time. All right.
Who comes to mind first when you say that?
In my mind, probably in my generation, Prince. But
right. The first name that came to mind for me was Madonna, and I freaking can't stand her. Right. Then you think of the rest. Prince, Sting.
Seal.
Seal. Oh, I forgot about Seal.
Some people get Seal's famous enough, though, that even though they have two names, like if I say Harry.
Styles.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know that I have to say Styles anymore.
Who's the Spider-Man chick? Because she had two names at first, and now no one says it.
Zendaya.
What's her name?
Zendaya.
Right. What was her last name, or what was her first name? Well, she was introduced with two names. She just got dropped down to Zendaya. Daya.
Shaboozy.
Now, my question is this.
Shaboozy.
My question is
good call.
Do you need, legally,
Garth,
in our country, to have two names?
Ooh.
In other words, I'm a United States citizen. I have a child.
All right.
Maybe I don't want the kid to be named Montgomery. Maybe it would just be fine if, you know, the kid's name was, I don't know, Shazam, right? Can I name my kid just Shazam? That's the question.
I'm going to say no.
AI overview. In the U.S., while it's customary to have a first and last name, there is no legal requirement to have both.
Look at that.
Awesome.
However,
Shazam.
Individuals who do not have a surname are typically required to use their given name for the surname on certain official documents.
Would that be like Shazam?
I mean, can Cher just be Cher? Can she go to the TSA?
I think she can.
I understand that, but I mean, it would have to be universal because you're talking about legal documentation.
Right.
So it's not like Sugar Ray Leonard. You know what I mean?
That's just a one-off.
I mean, all right,
so you name your kid Shazam, and it's just Shazam because legally he doesn't have to have a last name. What is on his passport?
It should be just Shazam.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You just have one name.
And I think on the passport you will. So I think that's what they're saying here is that you don't need to have a legal first name other than when you're signing some important stuff like, all right, yeah, quit fooling around with your last name, Shazam. And then you'll have to use the name when you gave it to him.
You kind of legally have to have a last name.
What if Shazam is the last name and I have no first name?
So your neighbor Kim Montgomery.
See what I'm saying? It's just a matter of moving the post. It's moving the goalposts a little bit.
Right.
But you could still be, okay, so I just named my kid Montgomery. That is their legal last name. That is their name. That's right. Their only name.
Or could you just change their legal last name?
But is it Montgomery?
No.
So you just tell them, do not fill in the first name. Do not fill in the middle name.
These are one named singers. I'm going to give you a list in a second. I'm just saying hypothetically.
All right.
If you wanted to go in life by one name, can you do that?
What would you name your kid?
Well, it's not going to be Shazam.
You started
Shazam.
With Shazam.
I know. I was just
no,
trying to throw
that's your oldest daughter.
Abracadabra.
We know her as Kate. Her name is now Shazam.
Abracapocus. I don't know.
Abracapocus.
You know the only person jealous of my name, Shazam, who? My sister. Abracapocus.
Shazam, who? Bless you.
Part superhero, well, part whale.
All those people have real first names.
I understand that. But I'm wondering if some of them in their life have not. We know it's Elvis Presley, but we just know him as Elvis. But in other words, Bono is Brian Houston. I'm sure his ID says Brian Houston. But
okay, let me ask you this. Say I am, I don't know, you went to Africa, right? So I am, wherever I'm at there, I am the guy who's checking your passport. It says Brian Houston. And I'm looking at this like, this is the phony pass. You're Bonham.
I'm going to go, yeah.
I wonder if people don't believe him. Like, dude, we recognize you're Bono. Like, no, my real name is Brian Houston. BS, it's Bono.
Yeah. So anyway.
Nice try, Bono.
Ranker.com, they came out with, they're voting for their favorite one-name singer. It's still going on.
Yes. Somebody here on the text line says, first, middle, and last name, Beetlejuice.
All right. No. Yeah, why not? Okay, so at number 10 right now on the voting, it's Sting from The Police.
All right.
All right. So he is number 10. Tupac is 9. Pink is 8. There's no Bono on this list either.
Pink.
Rihanna is 7. At 6 is Eminem. 5, Madonna. I would think Madonna might be one of those people who would maybe go by one name now. What's her name? Sicchioni or something like that?
Like Jennifer. I don't know. It's a very Italian name. I can't remember what it is.
Cher is 4th. Adele is 3, Prince is number 2 in the voting, and Elvis is number 1.
Elvis.
So what we're going to say is today on the men's room poll, you are going to take one name. That's going to be your name, legal or not, all right?
By the way, another text came in. I went to school with a Mohammed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so then what do you do when you're disappointed with a kid named Mohammed? Do you say it 6 times? Mm-hmm. Like, if with someone's just, they'll go Miles. But all you're doing to him is saying his name.
All right.
So it'd be like Mohammed.
I'm not going to say this out loud because of the company, but so you know who that is, right?
Hold on. Yeah.
Okay, that's his son's name.
Come on.
Yes, it is.
Why would you do that, man?
That's his name.
Okay.
Oh yeah. No.
Right. I won't say who it is. Yeah, but that's stupid.
He's a nice guy. We know who he is.
It's like Ted Squared.
I'll tell you what. If he comes in for another interview, I'm going to ask him about that. Just so you don't forget it?
Well, you know. I mean, he's an adult now. I know that for a fact. So it's not like you're talking about it's still his son. But
that's how you know you have money.
And you just deal that way.
Yeah. Right? Celebrities just give their kids these weird. This is Apple. Like, you have money. There's no doubt about it.
So you're going to pick a new name today. It's the only name you got. This is what people are going to start calling you. So our first choice would be Elvis.
Oh,
damn.
What? All the Elvis songs? We have a Blue Christmas?
And he played a fart.
Well, he died on the toilet.
I still want to eat that sandwich.
It's the last recording of Elvis.
Seriously. Oh, no. And he's gone.
Right. What song would you have picked, Ed? You seem disappointed.
Blue Suede Shoes.
All right.
Hound Dog. He's got hits after hit.
I just
need a very Elvis only.
Yeah, we just need a little air. You can't. You really understand.
Let's talk like Elvis.
You can't even say have. It's supposed to. The word is have. Listen to how he does it.
Is this a have?
You don't need a V.
I'm telling you, one day
I'd say it's have.
One day we're making a sandwich.
Peanut butter, banana.
He doesn't use the letter B.
Peanut butter, banana, bacon.
All right. It doesn't sound bad to me.
No.
I've had 2/3 of that. I've had a peanut butter, banana sandwich.
You do toast to bread, correct, on that sandwich?
Sure.
I'm assuming. Okay. All right. So pick a new name. Number 1 would be, once again, that would be Elvis. So you go by Elvis. Number 2, Prince. Dearly beloved. You would be Prince. Dearly beloved. Which is not the worst thing in the world.
No, because there's Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
Prince. I feel like there's a lot of people named Prince. Prince.
Dearly beloved. Yeah, what's up? So, you would be Prince.
That's how we want to remember him. Dearly
beloved. Anytime someone said your name, that probably would play in the back. Hey, a Prince. Dearly beloved. That's me. All right.
That's how I started every conversation. Dearly
beloved. Elvis is number 1. Prince is your second option on your.
By the way, shout out to Prince, RIP.
Yeah.
But like Miles and I went to that show. I mean, I'm an old man. I like it. He's like, I'm starting at this time, I end it this time.
No.
ARP. 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
On the nose.
Yeah.
On the nose. Okay, so Elvis choice number 1. Prince choice number 2. Cher. Cher's choice number 3. Do you believe in life after
love? All right, so what was that?
What?
A Cher.
That was Cher. Do you believe in life
after love? She sounds a little bit like Kermit the Frog. He just made a cameo. Do you believe in life after love? So Cher would be your other choice as far as having one name. And finally, the artist known as Pink. So you're Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink. This will be the...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Name for the rest of your
life. I'm gonna go back. Pink.
That's all right.
Noise have an attitude.
Are you the pink?
Pink.
Are you at the pink pony party?
Oh yeah.
I don't think I like Prince, but I'm not gonna fill that role. I think I got to be Elvis in this.
Of all the names, I think that name fits you best.
Elvis Montgomery from West Virginia. I'd be like, yeah.
See, that's the problem. There's no Montgomery anymore. It's just Elvis. It's just Elvis. One name.
Oh, so I'm not Pink Smith?
No, you're not Pink Smith. You're just Pink.
You're thinking Pink. I'm thinking Pink.
I'm going. I got to go Prince.
Prince.
Yeah. Dearly beloved.
I'm looking at you, and I'm picturing this man's name is Prince.
Yeah, what up, homie? Dearly beloved.
What if you had a button you can just play that every time? Dearly beloved.
Do you want to play some ball? Dearly beloved. How about some pancakes? Dearly beloved.
So our men's room poll, if you follow us there on X at Men's Room Live, pick a new name. Will it be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
How did you come to those conclusions?
Because I just thought that they were a little bit more unisexual than the others. So for example,
Sting?
When you think Madonna, you think Lady Madonna.
Well, right? Sure.
But Sting is also the name of a wrestler. It's kind of cooler. I know Sting as a musician is not, but the name Sting is a cool name.
It is.
So I was trying to pick one that was
but
not.
But it doesn't mean you're a cool person. If I met someone who I just thought sucked and their name was Sting, I'd be like, come on, man.
Adele to me sounds like someone who has something running out of the corner of their mouth.
It's a description.
Like Adele.
Oh, dude, she's Adele.
Adele. For some reason, just the way your tongue flattens out when you have to say it. I didn't think that was okay. I called someone like, sounds just, I don't know, mean. Doesn't it? Adele. Doesn't it?
If you say it like that.
Adele. How do you say it?
Say Adele.
Adele.
It's like there was a chick whose name was Amanda. Okay. She got mad because we called her Amanda. Right? It's just how you say it.
Adele.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda. All right.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.